And Peter George made his debut in the test in Bangalore. He's 23 years old. He's about 9 feet tall, Peter George. Imagine him hurling a cricket ball at you from about 12 feet in the air. But guess what? His first wicket in test cricket, I don't think he's ever going to forget it. He bowled Sachin Tendulkar. And if you don't know who Sachin Tendulkar is, clearly you're not Indian. But he is the greatest living current test batsman in the world, full stop, and daylight is second. He scored 214 against Australia in the first innings of the second test, was finally dismissed by Peter George, who then went on to say, it was great getting him as my first wicket, but I wish it had happened about 200 runs ago. And it's quite exciting, the couple of games that have been on so far. It involves a whole new way of thinking about cricket. It's like playing a test match compressed into one day. So your chance to check out this new form of state cricket is this Sunday when the New South Wales Blues take on the West Australian Warriors at Hurstville Oval. Cricket New South Wales taking the cricket to the people. It's a good thing. In other rugby news this week, there's been a call for Ricky Stewart to be the New South Wales State of Origin coach. Are you absolutely kidding? He's abandoned or been sacked from coaching jobs with the Bulldogs, with Cronulla, with Easts. And a contract means nothing to Ricky Stewart. He effectively turns his back on clubs when things aren't going his well. So any calls for him to be State of Origin coach, I find absolutely laughable. What about Des Hasler, the Manly coach, as State of Origin coach? He took an underrated Manly side and coached them to beat the Melbourne Cheats. Oh, I'm sorry, the Melbourne Storm in 2008. Didn't even win the Coach of the Year award. Absolutely appalling. For mine, he's the best coach in the league at the moment, and he should be the Blues coach. So the Hasler for Blues coach campaign starts right here. Stay tuned for further details. And in the A-League tonight, oh, the A-League's been in such trouble generally, and Sydney Football Club, Sydney FC, in such trouble specifically. Now, last night, they were obliterated 3-0 by Melbourne in Melbourne, and weren't the Melbourne crowd happy about that? Good grief, nothing going right for Sydney FC this year. That's their 10th game of their A-League season, and they're yet to win a game. At the other end of the medal table from the Australians, who won 6,000 gold medals, and, you know, it's not all about that at the Commonwealth Games, but what about people like Laverne Spencer of St. Lucia, who won her country's only medal, a bronze, in the women's high jump? What sort of a hero would she be back in St. Lucia at the moment? And what about Onye Aziki of Nigeria? She won a silver medal in the weightlifting 53 kilogram class. And I happened to be watching Fox Sport coverage that night. And you've never seen a person as happy to come second. She was the happiest person, not just in the Commonwealth, but in the entire world. So there's been plenty of talk about the relevance of the Commonwealth Games. But all you have to do is look at the faces of the athletes from those smaller countries as they walk in during the opening ceremony. All you have to do is look at the face of Onyeka Aziki winning silver to know that these games do have relevance and that we should continue holding them. You don't have to be a sports lover to like events like the Commonwealth Games. It's all about humanity. It's all about competing for the sake of competition. But we did beat the Kiwis, and that's the main thing. And you'll read it and you go, well, that's pretty good. I've always thought if you hit a hole in one in golf, it's probably time to give up because it doesn't get much better than that in golf. And that's the acme, the pinnacle, the Everest of golf, hitting a hole in one. But there was a very funny story a couple of years ago from Balgowlah Golf Club on Sydney's northern beaches where they have a par three which has an elevated green, so you can't actually see the pin from where you hit. And over the period of 2 or 3 or 4 months, there seemed to have been a lot of holes in one hit at this particular hole. And as it transpired, there were some local kids hiding behind the bushes of an afternoon, and they would wait until you'd hit your ball up onto the green. And if the ball was anywhere close to the hole and any possibility of being a hole in one, they would run unsighted from the golfers across the green, put the hole in the ball in the hole. The lucky golfer would then walk up the hill, not being able to find his ball, look in the cup, and there you go, he's achieved his finest moment in golf. So good on you, kids. I reckon that's fantastic. If you've ever scored a hole-in-one in golf, give me a ring, 9805-6688. If you've ever scored one at Balgowlah, you know it might not have been valid. Sorry to tell you.